Well, good morning. It is August 2nd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. I apologize. I don't know if it came up live a few seconds ago. Facebook has been giving me trouble lately on a lot of different fronts. But we'll continue to roll with it. So that said, on August 2nd, we are going to be reading Judges 16, Acts chapter 20, Jeremiah 29, and Mark chapter 15. So let's get in the Word today. Judges 16 today. Judges 16. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there a harlot, and he went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come thither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bars and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of a hill that is in Hebron. And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her, and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said unto Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak, and be as another man. And the Lord of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber, and she said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the weeds, as a thread of tow and broken is broken when it touches the fire, and so his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me, and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes, that never were occupied, then shall I be weak, and be as another man. And Delilah, therefore, took new ropes, and bound him therewith, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in the wade, abiding in the chamber, and he brake them off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hitherto thou hast mocked me, and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pin, and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of his sleep, and went away with the pin and the beam, and with the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And then it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all of his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all of his heart, she sent and called for the Lord the Philistine, saying, Come up this once, for he hath showed me all of his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her, and brought money in their hand, and she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep, and said, I will go out as at other times before, and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord departed from him. But the Philistines took him, and put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house, and howbeit the hair of his head began to grow after he was shaven. And then the lords of the Philistines gathered themselves together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, Our God hath delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And when the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. It came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, Call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, Suffer me, that I may feel the pillars wherewith the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. And so the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. And then his brethren and all the house of his father came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the burying place of Manoah his father. And then he judged Israel 20 years. That was Judges chapter 16, the story of Samson. Let's move on over to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts 20. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples and embraced them, and departed to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts, and had given them much exhortation, he came into Greece, and there abode for 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail into Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, and there accompanied him into Asia, and Sopater, and Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus, and Sidonus, and Gaius, and Derbe, Timotheus, and Asia, and Tychicus, and Trophimus. And these, going before, tarried for us at Troas. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with the sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him, said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And when he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long time, till even break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. And we went before to ship, and sailed into Assos, and there, attending to take in Paul, for so he had been appointed, minding himself to go afoot. And when he met with us at Assos, we took him in and came to Mytilene. And we sailed thence and came the next day over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Trogyllium. And the next day we came to Miletus, for Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted if it were possible for him to be in Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, You know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you all the seasons, serving the Lord with all humility in mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have shown you, and have taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God, and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abode me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. And wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all of the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one night and day with tears. And now, brethren, commend you to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel, Yea, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And I have shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore, and fell on Paul's neck, and kissed him, and sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. That was Acts 20. Let's move on over to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29 today. Jeremiah chapter 29. Now these are the words of the letter of Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenters and the smiths were all departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elias, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are captive and carried away, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of thereof. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name, and I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that they, after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. Then I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive, because ye have said, the Lord hath raised up prophets in Babylon. Know that thus saith the Lord of the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and of all the people that dwelleth in the city, and of your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten, and they are so evil. And I will persecute them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations whither I have driven them. Because they have not hearkened unto my word, saith the Lord, which I sent unto them by my servant the prophet, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, of Ahab, the son of the Kolahi, and of Zedekiah, the son of Manasseh, which prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them unto the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And all of them shall be taken up, a curse by all the captivity of Judah, which are in Babylon, saying, the Lord made thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have committed villainy in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives, and have spoken lies, lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Even I know, and am witness, saith the Lord. And thus thou shalt also speak to Shemaiah the Mehemite, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, because thou hast sent letters in thy name unto all the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Manasseh the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord hath made thee priest in the stead of Jehoiada the priest, that ye should be officers in the house of the Lord. For every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that shouldeth put him in the prison and in the stocks. Now therefore, why hast thou now not reproved Jeremiah and Antioch, which maketh himself a prophet to you? For therefore he sent unto us into Babylon, saying, the captivity is long. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit thereof. And Zephaniah the priest read the letter in the ear of Jeremiah the prophet. And then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Send to all of them of the captivity, saying, Thus saith the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehemite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehemite and his seed, and he shall not have a man to dwell among the people, neither shall he behold the good that I do for my people, saith the Lord, because he hath taught rebellion against the Lord. That is Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15, we finish Mark tomorrow. We've done Matthew twice, and now we will finish Mark twice this year. That's a cool, cool thing. Mark chapter 15. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus, and carried him away, and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. The chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. But Jesus yet answered nothing. And so Pilate marveled. Now, at that feast, he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them, that had made insurrection with him, and had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered and said, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I should do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they all cried out again, Crucify him. And then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus, and when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it upon his head, and began to salute him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to be crucified. And they compelled one Simon of Cyrene, who passed by, coming out of the country, the fathers of Alexander and Rufus, to bear the cross. And they bring him unto the place called Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of the skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, The King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, He was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, and come down from the cross. And likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is, being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and then gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. And there was also women looking on from afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salmon, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem. And now, when the even was come, because it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead. And calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead a while. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body of Joseph. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in linen and laid him in the sepulcher which was hewn out of the rock and rolled a stone under the door of the sepulcher. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jose, beheld where he was laid. Amen. That was our reading today for August 2nd, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to be able to read God's Word with you every day, and so stick with it every day. Thank you all so much, too, for praying for VBS. We had an awesome first night. I had about 60 kids last night, and so that's our biggest numbers as a VBS ministry, and so that's a great, great thing, and so we praise God for that, and so continue to pray that the kids come back and hear God's Word being preached. We're having a great time, and so just continue to pray for us throughout the week. But that said, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Lord, it is the day that you have made, and we indeed rejoice and are glad to be able to serve you with our hearts and serve you with our bodies and serve you with our minds. And Lord, we do indeed look forward to this evening, great week of ministry. And thank you so much for all of our volunteers. Thank you so much for the parents, grandparents, Lord, everybody who brings the kids each and every night. God, I pray, God, for these kids that they would have a good time, have a good memory of going to church. And God, that they'd hear the gospel, Lord, that they would be saved, Lord. That's our desire. And so, Lord, work in their hearts. Help them, Lord, we pray. And just give us a good week. But, Lord, I just thank you so much for each one online. Pray for the blessing upon them today. Lord, just give us a good day in you, we ask. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Leave a comment if you haven't done so, or a reaction. I'll be sure to mark it down. But have a great day, everybody. Bye now.